Okay, so what is Darth Yud Bais and what Bais? And the last thing that we discussed was that when they built the base of when they built things for the base of Mikdash, so the way they would do it, when they did maintenance, first they would have the artists perform the work. Then after that, they would take the coins of Hekdesh and be mechallel them onto the building, and then they would give the coins to the artists as schar, paying for both the work and for the materials, according to Tosis. According to Rashi, the Beis HaMikdash simply had Ma'i Shulchan, and they simply had coins that were not Hekdesh, and they could use that to buy the materials, and therefore they only had to use the Ma'i Shel Hekdesh now to pay the Umanim. Okay. Meisivei, the Gemara says there's a problem. Moisar HaKtoris, Ma'i Bo. What would they do with what was left over from the Ktoris? Okay, so the background of the question is as follows. The Ktoris was ground up once a year to be used for the entire year in Nisan. At the beginning of Nisan, they ground up enough Ktoris to use the entire year. In fact, they ground up much more than they needed. Right? And so they would always have left over. The question is, what do you do with it once a year? So then you're going to grind up more. Hayu Mara says, what they would do is they would set it aside to the purpose of paying the Umanim, the tradesmen in the Beis HaMikdash. Umechalinoi saw the, in particular here, the tradesmen who I suppose were involved in the Ktoris in some way, right? Umechalinoi saw al ha'u, al mohis ha'umanim, and then they would in fact be mechal the Ktoris onto coins, chulin, right? Which they'd really set aside practically for the purpose of paying the Umanim, but now they would make them hektesh by mechaling Ktoris onto these coins. The noisnin oisah lumanim, then they would give the Ktoris to the Umanim. They would give the Ktoris to the Umanim. Now it's cholin, so there's no problem with me'ilin giving it to someone. So they gave it to the Umanim. The choizrin, the noitlin oisah v'truma chadasha, and then they would take the coin, and then they would take the coins from the Truma Chadasha, from the Truma Salishka. Remember that the Truma Salishka, the Chatz, the Machzis, the Shekel from all of the Jews in the world was collected by the beginning of Nisan. So they would take money from all the new coins that have just arrived in the Beis Mikdash, and they would use it to buy the Ktoris which was left over from last year. It says, V'amai, why? Lichlei Abinyan, so the Gemara says, why would you need to do this? The question is, why not just be mechallel the Ktoris directly onto the binyan itself, meaning the binyan is worth money, right? So they can just be mechallel the Ktoris onto the binyan and gamarno. Why do they need to do it in such a roundabout fashion? Delay yikah binyan, so the Gemara says, oh, so talking about a case where there was nothing built in the last little bit, and so there was no building they needed to pay for. That's wait. We're talking about Mois HaManim. We're talking about the money that was given to tradesmen. So, presumably, tradesmen did something, right? So then it says, Deleika Binyan Kashir Mois. So, no one. The case is, they didn't build enough to cover the value of the Ktoris. Didn't Shmuel say that you can take this hekdesh, right, which is worth, say, $100, and be mechalad on $1? So, besider, the Ktoris is worth more than the building that happened. Who cares? Right. Lamaisa, you can still just be mechalad on far less. But the evidence that works. Lachatchila, we don't advise doing it, but the evidence certainly works. Ha neimili di'avad. Lachatchila, loy. So the Gemara responds, We don't want to do that. It's disgraceful to Hekdesh to be Mechalad on far less than it's worth. However, that's it. It's disgraceful to be Mechalad on far less than it's worth, so we're not going to do that. What we will do is we'll Mechalad on our money, and then we'll do this whole roundabout process to make sure that the Hekdesh is in fact properly respected. And says, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa said, Hainu Taima Devoinin Bechal. Right, the reason why we actually do this whole roundabout procedure, and we don't build when things are already with materials that are already hektish, is learning the Torah of Malachi Asharis, because the Torah was not given to angels. The Torah was not given to angels; it was given to human beings who are flawed, who are going to mess up. Amri Dilma by Lemizka v'Zagalai. What's going to happen? They're going to want to lean on the. They're going to want to lean on the things that are part of the building. And they're going to sit down on these rocks. It's a big problem. Therefore, since we're afraid that people are going to sit down on these rocks, so we decided to do something that if they did, it wouldn't be a problem. Me bana mekodesh. If you had a bona, if you had a build and it was already kadosh, it was already hektesh, yishtachach dekamael bekodesh, that would have been me'ila. Therefore, they built in chol, and then only afterwards they were mekadesh things once they already built. None. The Mishnah says, the Gizborin that took the wood, it's subject to me. It's not the leaves, the sawdust, the chippings, all the things that they didn't want, there is no me'ila whatsoever. Says the Gemara, wait, when is there me'ila in them? It's only me'ila once the building's been built. This is why did it not here? Also, why is it that we didn't say the same thing here, that this wood was not yet Kodesh? That it was built while it was called, and then later on it became Kodesh. Amri said, the Dilma Baila Mizka Vizagali and Vishtaka Tekama Wabakosh. It doesn't exactly the same problem of somebody leaning, sitting down, whatever, on these beams of wood exist as when they leaned and sat down on the stones that were used to build the base Mikdash. Amr of Papa, said, Ibe Eitzim, Demikan Veilach Achinami. The case is that you're going to use these beams straight away. You're really going to use them today. Since you're going to use them immediately, you're not concerned that somebody will come to perform me'ila with these beams. However, if you weren't going to use them straight away, then in Achinami, there would have been a real problem of me'ila. Okay. Amar of Papa. Papa said, Ibe etzim demikam ve'ilach achinami, elek yisnan b'mas nisin be'etzim diyome. Oh, sorry, you just read it. Hadran alach, Vlad, chatas, and we have finished the perek.